E.J. Montini, the columnist for the Arizona Republic, writes this. Flake finds a friendly audience. Senator Jeff Flake has been standing tall and saying a lot of the right things lately, but his audience needs to change. I'd guess there were some supporters of President Donald Trump among the Harvard Law School class of 2018 to whom Flake spoke recently. Not many, perhaps, but some. Flake made a wonderful speech to the law school graduates, laying out in strong, logical, even occasionally eloquent terms, why support for the president is not deserved and, in fact, is dangerous to our democracy. But I can't help but believe the senator was speaking to the choir. Flake said, "Our presidency has been debased by a figure who has seemingly bottomless appetite for destruction and division and only a passing familiarity with how the Constitution works." Trump supporters won't like that. I know this from personal experience and lots and lots and lots of emails. It wouldn't convince them of anything, even though it's true. But Flake did explain his reasoning. I'm not sure if he could get a room full of Trump supporters to listen to it, but he should give it a try. He said, if the only acceptable outcome in a matter of law or justice is a result that is satisfactory to the leader, then you might live in a democracy that is in trouble. If the leader attacks the legitimacy of any institution that does not pay him obeisance, say the independent judiciary or the free press, then you might live in a democracy that is in trouble. Further to that point, when a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion and not the press. It will be the work of your generation to make sure that the degradation of democracy does not continue, to see to it that our current flirtation with lawlessness and authoritarianism does not become a heritable trait to be passed down from this presidency. To be clear, we did not become a great and will never be great by indulging and encouraging our very worst impulses. It doesn't matter how many red caps you sell. That's all very true, if a little snarky at the end. Also, I'm not sure the logic will get through to Trump supporters, many of whom believe that having a dictatorial-like president is okay with them as long as he maintains their status in society and protects them from what they believe to be unwanted incursions of people of color and non-Christians. When Flake leaves Washington, D.C. at the end of his term, I would love to see him take this argument about Trump and Trump's dangers away from safe sanctuaries like Harvard and into a less hospitable territory for missionaries of conscience like Flake. Arizona, for example. As he told the Harvard Law graduates, you can go elsewhere for a job, but you cannot go elsewhere for a soul. E.J. Montini wrote, Flake finds a friendly audience.